Hey guys, welcome to this episode of Fashionpreneur Talk with Itana Salim Podcast. How are you? How is your fashion business doing? My name is Sandra Mateu and I am a fashion stylist and a fashion business consultant. And this podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. So if you have any questions, email me at info@itanastyling.com. I will leave a link below for you. Now, if you want workbooks and planners to get organized and focus in your fashion business, please visit our Etsy store. We also have a planner club, which is our monthly subscription where we get together and work on our businesses monthly. We also have a 10-week intensive online to get your business out there and in order. And that is called the Fashion Business Online Incubator. Okay, so I'll leave links below for you in case you want to check those out. Now, the best way to hang out with us is inside our free Facebook group, the Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout, and also our Fashionpreneur list, where you can get emails with all these links and information. Okay. Now, thank you so much for hanging out with me here today in this podcast episode. Today, actually, I wanted to talk to you about this is a topic that comes up a lot and that I talk a lot about with our community, and is the customer journey. Okay. And basically, let's cover, you know, what is the customer journey? Okay, let's talk about that. So the customer journey is, you know, the set of steps that take place from the moment that you bump, that your potential customer or your ideal customer bumps into your brand, all the way to they become your customer. Okay. So basically, what happens first, what happens second, third, fourth, all the steps from the moment that ideal, you know, customer, ideal profile, ideal, you know, person bumps into your brand, and all the steps they need to take, or that you have take offer them and have them take to become an actual customer. Okay. So, you know, let's dive deep, right? So the first thing here is the idea is to come up with a plan that is successful, right? A set of steps that people are going to take, that you're going to guide people through this funnel or this set of steps, right? That is successful, that it becomes a formula, right? That works for you and for your business and for your customer, right? Then the second thing is you want this formula to work, right? So it can be repeated, right? Over and over and over again, which will make things easier, okay? For you, for your business, for the customer. And, you know, also the idea is for the customer to kind of have the same experience, right? Every time they interact with your brand. Now, this is something we talk about in our previous episode, which is the branding episode. And I can leave a link below for that for you if you want to go ahead and check it out, as we talk a little bit deeper about this. But basically, the idea is that every time your ideal customer or customer interacts with your brand, you want them to have a particular experience, right? And if you have this set of steps, if you have this formula that you always apply, then they are going to have it, right? And this is that customer journey. So for example, every time you go to McDonald's, right? They make you feel a certain way. There's certain steps that take place. You already probably know how the process goes, right? Or how, when you go to Starbucks, or how do you, you know, whatever brand you want to choose, if you go to Victoria's Secret, like, you know, there's a set of steps, right? And that's how, you know, they do those set of steps, because it works, right? It works for you and for them, right? And that's what we want to replicate here. We want to come up with a set of steps that is successful, that makes your life easier, that makes the life of the customer easier. And so people can have the same experience, whether they go here in Florida to your store, or they are online doing something with your store, checking out the store, or they're reading a social media post, or they are in Japan going to a store of yours, wherever it is, right? You want to set a standard. Okay. Then the other thing is, you know, you want to have a system that can be taught to other people. Because right now, maybe you are a solopreneur and you're doing everything on your own, but then you're going to, you know, hire a VA, a virtual assistant, right, to start helping you with things. And maybe you're going to hire a salesperson, or maybe you're going to hire whoever, right? And it's easier, right? And again, more successful. And it's a way for you to guarantee that your customers are going to have the best experience. We all know that, let's say if we work with our customers, you know, we're going to work really hard and we're going to do a great job. And then we get scared. Oh, if I hire someone, are they going to do the same thing? Well, if you create a system that works, that makes sense, right? It's going to be easier for them to learn it. It's going to be easier for them to have success, right? And you're going to create the same experience for your customer every time they interact with your brand, okay? Also, the more you do something, the better you get at it. So if you are trying different things all the time, you're not going to have the chance to improve. But if you're doing the same thing, right, if you start with a set of steps, right, and create a standard, then you can realize like, hey, when I do this, this works. Hey, I'm missing this. Like there's an element here that I need to figure out. And the more you do it, the more you do it, the more you perfect that formula, the more successful it becomes, right? And you can do this, you know, as the time goes by. And even if you have already people working for you, you can always update them, right? We've all been in 9-to-5s or other jobs where people tell us like, hey, you know, now we're doing this, or we're adding this step, or now instead of greeting people this way, we're greeting them that way, right? That's all about that, you know, brand experience and that customer journey. So I want to ask you, you know, are you clear about those steps that take place every time either a customer or a potential customer bumps into your brand, right? How do the process goes? You know, is it successful? Is it working out for you? Is it a set of steps that you can teach someone else so they can do the work for you, right? All of that good stuff. So let me know. Let me know if you have any questions. Let me know if you need any help. We do have a customer journey printable set on our Etsy store to help you get started and clear, you know, put it in paper, all those steps that take place. Or if you need more help and you know, you want to dive deeper into this, this is something we also cover in our incubator, in our online program. So I'll leave links below for that if you want, you're interested. But if you have any questions at all, just let me know. Just leave comments below or come to the Facebook group and ask them, and we'll be super happy to help you out. Okay. So yeah, that's what I have for you guys today. Let me know. Again, if you have any questions, I wish you a wonderful week, and I will see you guys in our next episode. Okay. Bye guys.